And what happens next is the culmination of all the trends that we're talking about here.
And the only history that exists from the few who are left who had survived the situation inside the city comes from a newspaper clipping.
Dateline, Washington, quote,
"Shortly after the institution of polygamy, America was full of death and wild orgies of blood and debauchery of never-before-seen extension and intensity. The monstrosity of the sexual hankerings with which they were ablaze caused a violent break in our whole governmental system. As a result, the utter chaos in U.S. politics finally bears its natural fruits in the collapse of the old states and the country as a whole. This means, almost inevitably, famine, epidemics, general barbarization of armies and masses provoked by sheer desperation. Some people were confident that Donald Trump would turn the paving stones into loaves of bread before they died of starvation. For this reason, when they were being tormented by horrible hunger, they tried to bite these stones. His victims crawled towards him on their knees, imploring him, as the favorite of the Father, to intercede for them. But when they found out through experience that the stones had not undergone any metamorphosis of their substance or accidental qualities, their old faith began to flag, and in tears they silently bewailed the fact that they had been led most terribly astray. And in the end, the public turned on the prophet and Congress in a nocturnal orgy of macabre cannibalism, which no one would escape except the prophet himself. However, Trump had not left the city, instead hiding amongst the bushes until the moment favorable for the shattering of the empire had arrived. After some time passed amid these horrors, he rose and looked out upon the people, now the great leader to whom they'd entrusted not their lives, but their souls, said to the crowd, 'You poor, stupid fools have been deceived, betrayed, and misled. Don't you know the difference between a divine inspiration from God and, you know, the word of Satan? Brother Christians, this is God's command. Hate each other, fear each other, slaughter each other, and strip the earth bare as no swarm of locusts has ever done before. You grotesque, barbaric people.'"
All accounts then say Donald Trump detonated the atomic bomb and vaporized 17 square miles of the Capitol.
Everywhere, large numbers of people collapsed on the street and suddenly died. Horizontal blast winds tore through the region at 2.5 times the speed of a Category 5 hurricane, pulverizing buildings, trees, plants, animals, and thousands of men, women, and children. In every direction, people were blown out of their shelters, houses, factories, schools, and hospital beds, catapulted against walls, or flattened beneath collapsed buildings. As their buildings began to implode, patients and hospital staff jumped out of the windows a half mile from the blast. All light was extinguished by the force of the explosion, except the column of smoke, earth, and fire that climbed into the heavens. Every house had been burned, and the city had been reduced to a rubble heap. The fallen were heaped on top of each other in an awful barricade of dead and wounded, piled up in ridges a yard high. Their clothes ripped from them by the force of the explosion, their bodies burned by the intense heat that dissolved their flesh. The people were burned so badly that it was hard to distinguish feature from feature. The day after, all the prophet's followers were collected together and forced from the city. Their clothes were in rags, many were naked. No sound came from these figures. Without ruler, they seemed to have given up. They continued to stream past in deathly quiet. The silence was broken. broken only by the shrieks and groans of the wounded who were scattered everywhere. Some people thought that the prophet would, after 3 days, rise from the dead like Jesus Christ and take the city back. But that isn't what happened. The people search all the bodies as they're throwing them into mass graves, trying to find the guy, but his body's never found. And eventually, for years afterwards, there will be wanted posters with his information on it as they try to track him down so that this never happens again. But they don't see the prophet anywhere